And the Lord said, they're at Miami Beach. The truth is, they're not Miami Beach. You know who's at Miami Beach? An elderly Jew is at Miami Beach. Young Jews don't go to Miami Beach too often because they want to feel like they're not too Jewish. Miami Beach has a symbol to them of not too Jewish in the United States. If you're a financial consultant and you got a briefcase or you're studying accounting, you went to law school for an hour and a half, that's a kind of crank. They're too Jewish in Miami Beach for them. They go to some cockamamie island nobody ever heard of. They can't wait to tell you, you know where I was? Makayuki. I was in Makayuki. Where's Makayuki? Not too far from Pakakoko. They go to some broken-down island where there's nothing but cockroaches and elephants. They spend their whole time hiding from zebras and running like thieves. They take inoculations, injections. By the time they come back, they're so nauseous to krach and to hag from the whole experience. But if you say to them, did you have a good time? Oh, this was the greatest vacation. This was the greatest vacation I ever had. I never had. Where are you going now? To the hospital. I'm very sick. But let's be honest about it. Who in the world is going to go on a vacation and admit to you that you had to be a putz to beat him in the first place? Who's going to admit that they had a bad time on a vacation? Whoever spends any time on a vacation is never going to come back and tell you you had to be a schmuck to go there. They'll always tell you this was the greatest vacation. You ask them when they tell you what a great vacation is, well, say to them, what did you do there? What? You know what they'll tell you? Damn. We were busy day and night, busy. Doing what? What? Whatever we did. We got up in the morning and we went. Where? Wherever we went, what's your chazal shir? Then what did you do? Then we came back. From where? From wherever we were busy. The truth is they did nothing. They sat on a pile of sand looking at water for a week and a half. This is not only true of Jews, it's true of everybody. When they go to those broken-down islands, they have to romanticize the experience because there's literally nothing to do there. It's a status symbol for just sick people. So they sit there, they romanticize the island, and they come back telling you that the water was so blue. When there's absolutely nothing going on there, and there's no place to go and nothing to do, they tell you that the water was so blue. I saw blue water before, but not like this. This was the bluest water. Where they got the water? I can't get over the water. The water was, wherever you look, blue. Blue water. Go into a toilet, there's also blue water. The truth of the matter is that people are more involved in status symbols than enjoying themselves. You make something into a status symbol, people go there.